Well, today was a very good division win. One of our focuses all week was the importance of getting that fourth division win and what it means to your season. Played in a new environment today at Gopher Stadium, and very pleased with the way our guys battled for four quarters. You know, we had some self-inflicted adversity, some untimely penalties. So feel good about getting 8-3 and going back home. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, did this almost seem like a game at Lambeau as opposed to in the dome in terms of being a fourth quarter game and having to grind it out with running the ball and in the conditions and stuff?
This is a good win. I mean, this is a very good November win. This is, I think, the reality of when these two teams get together. You have to run the ball. You got to be balanced this time of year. So. And on the other side of it, we gotta stop the run, and take the ball away. So, once again, we needed this game. You have to win close games this time of year, and this was definitely a good win for our football team.
What did Eddie Lacy mean to you today with opening the scoring for you, closing the scoring for you, and then running up the clock again for you?
Eddie Lacy had a very productive day, so. He was obviously a focus coming into this game and delivered. But, yeah, we'll look at the film. There'll be things that we can all learn from and improve on.
Mike, what was the self-inflicted adversity?
Penalties. You know, penalties are some things. We weren't very clean in some areas that I thought we were playing better in. And but we'll take a look at the tape and learn from it.
Couldn't get the ball downfield much with – is this a defense you have to stay patient against?
We leaned more towards a run. I didn't take too many shot plays, so we saw a lot of two-man on first down. It's just the flow of the game, the ability to get in and out of personnel groups. You know, there's times where we were in rhythm, and I go back to the untimely penalties. I mean, our penalties were on big plays. So, first and 23, I don't have a call on my call sheet for that. Or whatever it was, 21st and 27. So, it's just, that's not the way you want to start the second half.
Hey, Mike, what was the thought process with Clay today? It looked like you didn't play him in a dime early. You just wanted to keep him on a pitch count with that going?
I mean, it's just all part of our plan. We have a rotation each week that we're looking at. So, just goes back to what we always talk about, just trying to play as many different combinations of players as possible.
Sole possession in first place. Your thoughts on that?
You want to fix your tie, right? Or is that a new look for you?
It's a new look.
Is it? Tough guy look, yeah. I guess, yeah. first place, what was it, 11 games? So, five more left.
Hey, Mike, what'd you think of that touchdown, the one-yard touchdown to Richard? Is that exactly how that's going?
Well, you usually don't have to throw the ball 20 or 30 yards for a one-yard touchdown. I'm sure you guys will measure that out and correct me. But, Richard ran a great route on the backside. It's a delay route. Aaron delayed more than probably needed to, but it's obviously a great throw.
Outdoors against Minnesota for the first time in 30-some years or something like that. Different quarterback, different coach. It doesn't seem like the same old rivalry on this, huh?
Well, I don't know about that. I like playing. This is a great stadium. I'm very impressed with everything here. We prefer to play outside. I think Minnesota should stay outside. That's what I'd be proposing. Save some money on that new stadium. Take that roof off it.
How big was that fourth quarter touchdown drive?
Oh, it's huge. Just the timing of it, and it wasn't. You could see the way the game was going. Limited series there in the second half, especially after our first series, and we got in those long down distances with the penalties. So, it was important for us to establish a drive here, a long drive, and score that touchdown.
On your run out the clock drive on the third and two where Lacy ran to the first down,
yeah.
Did you try to spread him out? I think you moved Cobb late, and you split out pretty good with that.
That was a called play. It's just kind of normally – no situation. Aaron and I talked about two plays, and that was a play he preferred, and I just kind of chuckled because it's usually the other way around. So it was a It was the right call in that situation, and we got the mug linebacker defense we were expecting, and well executed.
Two more.
In what ways does winning different ways benefit you down the road, maybe December, January?
Well, you know, I talk to the team about this all the time. I think every football team's different. You know, you start the season, and you have to learn how to win. So that's why that first win is so important. And then as you learn how to win, you know, you obviously expect to win. And expecting, you got to find ways to win each and every week. So, I mean, it's never the same. And it's foolish to think that it'll ever be the same from one week to the next. So you have to find ways to win. And obviously we expect to win. We prepare to win. And then once you keep finding ways to win, you got to handle winning. And handling success is always the biggest challenge, in my opinion.